And then coordinate with stakeholders to address relevant issues effectively to best meet the needs of the students that are being bullied. And then review and kind of see like the emotional learning as set forth by the state board goals, identifying those possible avenues that could reduce and prevent bullying, and as well as cyberbullying, because we're seeing that rising up, especially with how prevalent we have our smart technology around us and social media. And then review current statutes, regulations, and policies determining to change if they need to make those changes. Again, they're going across the state. This is one of the first stops that they're having. Again, 10 until 2 today at Horace Good. Anyone can show up and provide testimony. And that's really what they're doing with these various locations is getting input from not only stakeholders, but from the community itself as a whole. And then they'll take all that information and then put it into a report, and that'll be presented to the State Board of Education in December. And then they'll try to work through all that to meet these goals that they've got. Friday is the summer begins, and it will be the longest day of the year. So just wanted to mention that to everybody, that summer will be beginning on Friday. Want to congratulate the students at Bernadine Sitz and Charles Stones Intermediate Centers. Schools have recently announced their honor rolls for A and B honor roll for 5th and 6th graders for the 2018-19 school year. So congratulations to all those students that are on the honor roll. We had some really big news last week, too, that the school district signed a letter of intent and a partnership project between Wichita State University, the community college, as well as the Holcomb School District to begin this summer, which signing this partnership will kind of get the pathway going on moving forward on an educational pathway for current paraprofessional educators.